Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
And today, this is our actual second.
We did a little test one earlier,
test
you know. We've had like 2 months off, so we forgot the technicalities of some of the stuff. The volume was down,
Yeah.
We had to redo it.
So we had to start all over again. But, We're
just getting into the groove, yeah. Well, we were talking about the All-Star Touch Football League, then we went to the NFL. We're getting into the groove of the NFL and how Carson Wentz sucks.
Carson Wentz is not that. People are going to rip your head off if you're saying Carson Wentz sucks.
I think I'm not going to say he sucks, but I gave him the week four before he got hurt. Young Slim here says he's going to get hurt before week four. So
I just don't think that he's not going to get hurt.
No, he's definitely going to get hurt. It's just only a matter of time.
Is he definitely going to get hurt?
Has he finished a whole season since he started with the Eagles? Has he completed a season without getting hurt? I'm not talking about getting hurt and coming back.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he played a whole.
Maybe his first season.
I think maybe his first season, his rookie season was on time. I think he played four.
And he wasn't a starter then, was he?
Yeah, he was a starter. I'm not sure if he played the whole season, but I just don't. I mean,
I don't have faith in him like I did Nick Foles.
Nobody does.
That's not true.
Nobody believes this man.
That's not true. Because if you look online or listen to stuff on YouTube, you have your Carson Wentz lovers and Nick Foles haters. And then your Nick Foles lovers and your Carson Wentz haters. It's like 50-50.
I guess
50% of the fans like Carson Wentz and not Nick Foles. And 50% of the fans like Nick Foles and not Carson Wentz.
I just don't see how – I personally don't see how Carson Wentz is going to I don't see how Carson Wentz is going to stay
healthy. Look, they won't even let him compete in preseason because they're scared of him getting hurt.
I mean,
and didn't you say he's the only quarterback in the NFL that doesn't play in preseason?
No. It's tons of guys that haven't played in preseason.
But come on, Tom Brady's 45 years old and he's playing in preseason.
Playing in almost every fucking preseason
game. But they're putting this guy in like a band-aid, like afraid.
They're basically babying.
They're putting him in a bubble.
They're basically babying.
So it's only a matter of time before he gets hurt. Because anytime you bubble somebody, it's just.
You can't protect it.
No.
It's inevitable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like. If you're going to protect them
our last show.
He needs reps, man. He does. Especially the way he looked last year. He needs reps. You cannot.
He said he holds on to the ball too long.
He does. Let's add Mr. Tone. Yo, what's up, man?
Yo.
I got a question for you. Has Carson Wentz ever made it through a season without getting hurt?
Has he ever? No.
Yeah.
I don't think so either, bro. I mean,
he thinks Young Slim thinks he's gonna be the next Andrew Luck.
I do. He holds the ball too long, man.
Okay, he's gonna retire and blame it on the offensive line.
It's the offensive line, man.
I was thinking that too. I was hoping not, though.
Me too. But I just. I just feel like he's gonna like not make it, bro. I just don't see it.
Think about it. Everybody compared Carson Wentz to Andrew Luck when he came out too. They said he was like the exact same type of quarterback. You know, not scared to run, take hits, good pocket passer. He was Andrew Luck. He was a young Andrew Luck. Well, so I hope not. I hope he doesn't. I know he's soft, but I hope he's not that soft.
Yeah, definitely soft.
All right, well, let's get into it. Because last time you guys sat here on the radio show and you were doing predictions for the Eagles, they actually came true. So what do you think is going to happen this season with the Eagles?
Oh, man. I think we lose less than 4 games at the least. I don't know if it's going to be 12-4 or 13-3, but somewhere around there. Oh, absolutely. We will run our division.
Do you think the backup quarterback is good enough to fill in if Carson Wentz does get hurt?
Yeah, hell yeah. Josh McCown, he can start, for some teams out here right now.
I agree.
You know, my doctor said the same thing. My doctor said that he has more faith in the backup than he does Carson Wentz.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad, bro. If you feel like Carson Wentz is that soft, bro, not just soft, but mentally soft as well.
Right.
Mentally soft.
Get
Foles out of here. I can't take it anymore. Yeah. I want him out of here.
He's showing me up.
Well, that's how he wanted it. He didn't want any competition around him.
That's bad. And so Josh McCown takes that motherfucker's job.
You know, somebody needs
him. I mean, I just honestly, dog, I just do not see how. I don't see him playing the whole season. I hope I'm wrong.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
I have no faith in him whatsoever.
I hope you are too.
After he got last in the fourth game, Slim here said he's going to get hurt before the fourth game. When do you think he's going to get hurt? Because he's going to get hurt.
When's the first game?
The 8th, right?
Who are we playing?
We play the Redskins.
That's when he's going to get hurt.
In the first game?
I hope not, man.
I know, bro. I'm not hating.
Babying him, though? Yeah.
I mean, come on. Why can't he take a couple snaps in the preseason, though? Like, why? He needs the reps. He needs them. He definitely needs them.
Because the Eagles are scared. The Eagles he probably got that shit, this fucking contract, dog, where though he's probably forbidden to play fucking preseason. Look at the money they just gave him, dog. Think about it.
They probably
told him, like, look, you can practice only.
You can only practice with a red jersey on, son.
Because he gets paid even if he gets hurt, right?
Yeah, he has got a lot of. How much is what's his guaranteed money?
I'm not sure. I think it was like.
Let's look it up.
It wasn't Russell Wilson, buddy. It was a little bit less than that. Maybe like $10 million.
Russell Wilson's a proven veteran.
I know.
And this guy is hasn't proved anything in the NFL, to be honest with you. I don't want to hear you almost won the MVP. That's not an accomplishment.
If he didn't get hurt, he might have won it.
Yeah, pretty much.
But he got hurt.
And you can't sit here and act like it was a fluke. He was the reason he got hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he was
the reason he got
Going
hurt.
Too much.
Trying
Going
to
too
do
much,
too
much.
Guaranteed $66.5 million. So he signed a $128 million extension for 4 years, and he's $107.9 million is guaranteed. With $66.5 million guaranteed at signing. So he already got $66.5 million.
It's crazy, bro.
And he's guaranteed $107 million even if he gets hurt.
Do you think that they jumped out the window by signing him too early, or do you think that he deserved it?
Oh, absolutely. When's the last time we had a franchise quarterback?
Absolutely
jumped out the window.
Yeah, hell yeah.
They jumped out the window. The Eagles are trying to get a quarterback. The Eagles are like the it's funny because the Redskins are in the same predicament we was in right now and shit. They playing with all these quarterbacks. Then they went and drafted what's his name? Dwayne, whatever, I don't know. Real high.
Haskins,
and he's not ready.
Oh wait, you know what? It says they have a It says Wentz received a $16 million signing bonus and will earn a guaranteed $30 million option bonus in 2020. if the option is declined, Wentz's base salary will escalate by $30 million, thus protecting the option salary. So basically, they have an option from next year. Kind of like, does that mean they don't have to take him?
No.
They have the option
an
to
option.
Sign him?
Is it a player option or a club option?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Probably a team option.
It has to be a team option, you know. But Nick Foles had a fucking player option. That's why.
Yeah, but it was on incentives, though, right?
Incentives, but he still also had a player option where he could opt out if he wanted to.
Yeah, because this says his salary.
Or they would have to pay him a certain amount, and they tried to pay him, but he said no.
This says his salary will become fully guaranteed if he is on the roster on the third day of the 2020 league year.
Wow. Dude, that's a bad contract, man.
Yeah, it says his salary is fully guaranteed if he's on the roster on the third day of the 2020 year. So if he's on there for the third year next year, he'll get the 2021.
Carson Wentz even worth that money? Is he better than Dak Prescott? I mean, I know he was drafted higher than Dak Prescott, but is he really better than Dak Prescott? Dak Prescott has played every fucking game.
Yeah, but Dak Prescott never went nowhere neither.
I mean, neither is Carson. Honestly.
Put it like this. The Eagles are smart because they gave him this crazy contract, but it's like a hit or miss contract. Because like she said, he has to be on the roster the third day of the 2020 season. So,
yeah, to get that salary, yeah.
If he doesn't have a breakout year, like they're hoping that he's supposed to have this year, then
yeah,
they can just say that they was wrong, that we could, you know, part ways with him or do something else, train him, do something.
Let him go.
Exactly.
Or him or something.
I mean, at this point, bro, it's like if he gets hurt again. Are you going to start thinking about moving on?
Got to.
It's not about if he gets hurt. It's when he gets hurt.
Right.
Got to.
You got to move on, right?
You got to.
Yeah, because you don't make it to playoffs without getting hurt. Definitely doesn't.
What is the bust if – I'm not a bust, but what are the expectations for Carson Wentz?
Listen,
last year, even though the Eagles lost to the Saints, it looked like it was like a win for Nick Foles for what he did. It wasn't frowned upon.
It wasn't,
you know what I'm
his
saying?
Fault.
It wasn't his fault, but it also wasn't looked down upon. Like, at this point, think about it. If Carson Wentz, say he does stay healthy, makes it, and he gets eliminated in the first round of the playoffs, his first game.
Not good enough. That's not good enough.
Good enough. Exactly.
I mean, they fire coaches for not making it to the playoffs. Like, for not making it to the championship game, they're getting rid of coaches. So you'd think they'd be getting rid of the quarterbacks, too.
Some quarterbacks. Yeah, there's got to be a clock on some of these quarterbacks, bro. It has to be.
Yeah, there has to be.
There has to be a clock on Andy Dalton.
Yeah, I believe it has to. Yeah, this is it for him.
Yeah, Andy Dalton, there's definitely a clock. Who
Mariota.
Else? Mariota, there's got to be a clock on him. Jameis Winston, the clock is ticking.
Yep.
Who else? I'm glad that they finally said goodbye to Tannehill.
And Joe Flacco.
Tannehill's playing on Tennessee right along with Mariota. But it's about time that they finally just was like, all right, enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, who else? When
the
is Raiders. Phillip Rivers expected to win?
When is Tom Brady going to retire?
Yeah, when is Tom Brady going to retire? Like,
Phillip Rivers, I don't think they're going to get rid of him.
No, they're not. Because he definitely does produce.
He doesn't miss a game. You don't even know who their backup is, dog. You don't miss a game.
Yeah, Phil Rivers don't miss any games.
He don't get hurt. He don't miss a game. Like,
but
he be playing hurt.
But when do you expect to win, though? You know what I'm saying? When is it your time to win? These guys get away with not winning. Huh?
I guess some teams are patient.
Patient? With losing? Eli Manning, his clock is ticking.
Well, I'm talking about the teams that have, you know, great quarterbacks. You know, like the Andy Reid's and the Chargers. They're always in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying?
But true.
They never get anywhere.
When are you expected to win is what I'm asking. When is it okay? Like, okay, man, you got to win.
I'm just going to show up. I'm going to collect my salary and just play.
When is it okay for these guys
to keep losing?
And it's okay.
They can't beat Brady, man. And over there. They can't.
Well,
yeah.
How do you think Nick Foles is going to do on, was he on Jacksonville this year?
Yeah, Jacksonville.
You think he's going to be as good on Jacksonville as he was on Philadelphia?
He's going to make them better. Definitely.
Yeah, he's definitely
going to make
them better. He's definitely going to make them better. He's definitely going to make them better.
Think so?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they're going to the Super Bowl, but I'm just saying he's going to make them better. Depends on how their team is structured. You know, their defense holds up and, you know,
and force that ball. They have to run the ball.
Have to.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to get Smallwood.
Wait, we cut Smallwood?
We cut Smallwood. They was trying to get him, and Smallwood went to the Redskins, and now he's talking about he's going to whoop our ass.
Hit the laugh, yo. Hit the laugh. Yo, Smallwood said what? What's Smallwood
saying? Smallwood said he's going to whoop our ass week one. Himself.
Whoa. Smallwood. That's funny as hell.
And the
dude
went over there too. The dude that blocked the field goal.
Oh, he's on Washington as well?
Yeah, he's on the Redskins.
Who else? Did we cut Adams?
Yeah, he went to the Jets with Joe Douglas.
Listen, man. Listen. This is exactly what I'm talking about, bro. Sproles is taking up a spot for a young player, man.
Why you still get Sproles for it?
Because he's washed.
Yeah.
He's washed. He's washed up.
Even
Darren Sproles is done.
He's been on the Eagles for how long now?
He's been on the Eagles longer than he was on the Saints and the Chargers.
Yeah, he's been on the Eagles for a long time.
Like, Doug Peterson said Sproles is our punt returner and our third down back. That's what he said.
Doug Peterson said that Sproles has pictures of him cheating on his wife. That's the only reason he's still on the team. I cannot see why. I personally cannot see why Sproles is still on this team. Why?
Why you haven't done that before?
Nothing. He had one good game against the Texans. Actually, one good play.
Last season?
Yeah. After that, he did nothing. Yo, it was first and goal from like the 1 yard line, and Sproles couldn't get the ball in against the Rams. Couldn't do it again. He couldn't get it in against the Bears. Sproles is washed, bro. he lost a step. Like, nah, I'm done. I'm done with Sproles, man. I'd rather have Adams than Sproles, dog. I'd rather have Smallwood than Sproles, dog.
Me too. Smallwood.
For real. I'd rather have Smallwood than Sproles, bro. Sproles is done. Sproles is done. And when are these guys going to realize this guy is done? Like, come on. He's washed. Let the show Jack return the punt. Let one of the kids kickoffs.
It says on here, like, Sproles hardly needs to play in football. He's 36 years old. He has a family that lives out on the West Coast. He has a Super Bowl ring, and he's made only $43,000 in his whole career.
$43 million
over the course of his whole career.
I mean, that's decent. That's decent. I mean, he was drafted by San Diego, if I'm not mistaken, but it's over, bro. It's not like he still can produce like Jason Peters. Jason Peters is a first ballot Hall of Famer, bro.
They said that he said in the offseason he has unfinished business. He said, I want a full year, actually want to get up to like top 4 or 5 in all-purpose yards like ever.
Yeah, he's up there.
That's what he said he wants to do before he retires.
So why go through that with the Redskins or something? Like, not the Eagles, man. Do you think Sproles is a Hall of Famer?
This is Sproles has missed 23 regular season games over the past 2 years.
That is fucking crazy. That's crazy.
First a torn ACL, then a hamstring.
He missed a lot of games with us. Yeah, he
did. A lot. And then when he comes back, he's not even that good. Listen, is Sproles a Hall of Famer?
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It says he's 163 all-purpose yards shy of moving into fifth place on the all-time list.
I don't think so.
That's what it says.
I don't think he is, man.
He's only 163
yards. You don't think he's a Hall of Famer?
Mm-mm.
I don't know, man. I want to say yes because, you know, you know, the punt returns and all that other shit.
I just don't think so, bro. I just don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see it. I'm sorry.
Wait, maybe, I mean.
Oh, it didn't send it.
Later on.
I don't see it.
Ask me that in a couple of years.
Yeah, I got it.
I don't see it, man. I don't see Sproles being a Hall of Famer.
Number by week two.
He's our fourth running back.
Our fourth running back, and we let a good player go. Smallwood might have been
You think Smallwood's better than Sproles?
At this point, yes.
I like Smallwood. I like Smallwood.
I think Smallwood's better than Sproles right now. Honestly. Right now?
Yeah, he got more of a burst.
Yeah, more of a burst. Sproles is washed, bro.
Sproles is old. Yeah, Sproles is like 40-something.
Who?
Okay.
Who, us?
Mm-hmm. Mortal Kombat.
At 10?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the Monstars.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sproles like 40-something years old, man.
Yo, Sproles is like, I already told you, he's like your dad's age and shit.
Yeah, basically. He's like a couple years younger than my dad.
Yo, Sproles is old as hell.
For a running back, too.
He's not even a running back no more.
Like, he's just a bench warmer?
Nah, he's just a punt returner. You know what I'm saying? What else?
Hey, getting paid a lot of money to do it.
I don't like it.
They said Shady was old, too.
Shady's only 33, right?
It's 31.
31, and they're saying he's old? And Sproles is like 36. 37.
Yeah, he's saying he's 36, 37.
They're trying to say Shady was at 31.
Hmm.
Well, that's kind of old for a running back.
Yes. But Buffalo ruined his career. Chip Kelly ruined his career. Ruined
him. Yeah.
Ruined his career.
Playing in that cold ass fucking weather all the time.
Nah, no other weapons around him. Just no quarterback, just scrubs. I don't even know why he would sign with Buffalo. Like, he asked for that bullshit.
Did. He got a contract extension, right?
Yeah, he signed contract extension with Buffalo.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah, that was a bad move.
Yeah.
That was a bad move.
That cost him to be honest with you, I think that might have cost him the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? That might cost him the Hall of Fame. Because he was on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he was. Then his numbers just decreased it drastically.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Why? Because the Buffalo Bills had no quarterback, no nothing, no receivers. Robert Woods was a scrub on the Buffalo Bills. And then he goes to L.A., becomes a star.
It's hard to run the ball when it's hard to run the ball when you're down 2-3 touchdowns every game.
Well, Buffalo actually has a decent defense. I'll give them that. They have a decent defense. I'll give them that. But other than that, no.
Has Buffalo even made the playoffs in the past like 10 years?
They made it like a couple years ago. They did. Matter of fact, Buffalo lost to Jacksonville two seasons ago.
They're down there with the Browns. Like,
wait, was that Tyrod Taylor's year?
When it went to the playoffs?
Yeah, and that was the year Jacksonville made it to the championship game.
Oh, yeah.
They played
Buffalo
in the first round, and then they played
Tennessee or somebody.
Wait, who did they play in the second round?
Tennessee?
It wasn't Tennessee. It was Jacksonville versus.
Wait, when was it?
Yo, you know what? It might have been Tennessee. Nah, it wasn't Tennessee.
2 years ago?
Yeah, the year the Eagles won the Super Bowl, 2017. I'm sorry.
Who did Buffalo play?
Buffalo played Jacksonville in the first round. I'm trying to think of who Jacksonville played in the second round and beat them. Oh, Pittsburgh. My bad. Yeah, they beat Pittsburgh in the second round. And then they lost to New England in the championship game.
Well, who else is looking good this year? Any other teams that are looking, like, good? Well, you haven't really watched preseason too much.
Nah. You can't put nothing
in the NFC?
Yeah. Who's to watch?
NFC.
Go ahead.
AFC, you got to look out for the Chiefs. You got to look out for the Steelers. You also got to look out for what's AFC North? The Ravens.
Ravens?
The Ravens are supposed to be good, yeah.
Final.
Are you jocking? Are you believing in Cleveland Browns?
No.
Hell
I think
no.
It'd be like 8-8.
Yeah.
It's too much. They're a new team, man.
Expectations, bro.
That's gonna work.
Expectations. I was just talking about that earlier. When you have expectations, it's a different world, man. Cleveland cannot handle expectations. I know that.
Exactly. Expectations. I mean, when you piece a team together like how they did.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't win like that. You don't win like that.
It's gonna be hard to win like that. Plus, how the quarterback is, and you gotta be on the same page and shit. You already see the one dude got out of there. He was the leading running back.
Who?
Duke Johnson.
They traded Duke Johnson.
Yeah, cause he wasn't gonna get on the field.
For real?
Yeah.
You're going to keep Kareem Hunt over Duke Johnson? Duke Johnson never even got enough burn, if you ask me. Duke Johnson was never even really used right. Like, when Duke Johnson actually played, he produced. It just I don't know. They're using names like, yeah, we got Kareem Hunt, we got Odell Beckham, but like,
when's the last time Kareem Hunt has done anything though?
Kareem Hunt was a monster yesterday until he got suspended.
Didn't you have him last year on your fantasy?
No.
Not him.
No.
Kareem Hunt. You got him this year?
No. Nah. He's suspended for 8 games for like kicking that girl in the butt. Which is stupid. And I don't think it was. I think it was just
back when he's in college.
No, he did it last year.
Yeah.
I think it was cruel and unusual punishment for that. All he did was kick her in the butt and push her. Like, he act like he punched her. Like, come on, stop that bull. Like, that's not even, come on, really? He didn't hit her. He kicked, he like mushed her with his foot.
In her butt.
In her butt.
That was a friendly kick.
And she's in there dropping a bunch of N-words and calling them the N-word. Like, come on, man.
She deserves to get mushed in her butt.
Like, she got a butt kick. Like, come on.
Literally.
You gonna sit there and call me whatever you think you're gonna call me and expect nothing to happen? You got the wrong one, man. I mean, I don't think you should have been suspended for that long. Like, are you serious? Oh, you can't put your hands on women. Yeah, I agree. But come on, he put his hands on her. I don't know. He gave her a party. She didn't like it. Started dropping all kinds of names. And yeah,
being suspended all over again, right?
Yeah, he was suspended last year. It's like Jeopardy.
They suspended him again for the same thing.
They stopped them from playing in the middle, like, and then the Chiefs released them for that bullshit.
I
like,
remember that. Oh, yeah,
oh my God, what a joke! And then now he's suspended for 8 games. It's crazy.
Again, on top of
last year, missing all that and getting released.
Losing money and shit. Yeah.
For nothing, bro. For nothing. For nothing.
Wow, that's crazy.
That girl.
I think the NFL is getting a little crazy with all this suspended players.
Yeah, I agree. They've been getting crazy with it.
Suspending players for stuff they did in college. Like, come on now.
It's like laughable.
Yeah. How are you going to suspend me for a video that was taken when I was in college?
It's crazy. It's like the NFL can do whatever they want. But even though as bad as the NFL is with doing that, the NCAA
what?
Is the worst. Oh, my God.
NCAA, yeah.
They do whatever they want.
True that.
It's the mafia. Sports. It's crazy. But.
So what's Golden Tate suspended for then?
Yeah, what is Golden? I think PEDs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Golden Tate suspended for what, Tom?
PEDs. Four games.
What's performance enhancement drugs?
Yeah,
steroids. Or Adderall or something.
Yeah. Steroids.
Yeah.
Now, so what?
Anything
it's probably
on the
ban list. Yeah.
On the ban list.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like,
there's different lists. There's the PED list, and then there's the substance abuse list.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Josh Gordon was on the substance abuse list.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But Lane Johnson was on the PED list.
Yep.
So it's like, it is what it is.
Didn't they make that one dude go to
rehab? What did you say? 10 games?
Yeah, if he gets suspended again, it's like the whole year.
Golden Tate says he's suspended because he used a fertility drug. That's what it says. Like.
Oh, wow.
It says, Tate's suspension is due to his use of a fertility drug this past April.
Why would he use a fertility drug? I guess he was trying to have a baby?
Maybe. Yeah, trying to increase his sperm count.
Oh, man.
That's an excuse.
Yeah.
Or he could have just been on PEDs.
Yeah. But it said, whatever substance is in the fertility drugs is on the banned list.
Performance
banned substance
like,
list.
He's on fucking, like... Yeah, I know Richard Sherman got in trouble for taking Adderall.
Yeah, it says, my wife and I decided to see a specialist for fertility planning. I started the treatment prescribed to me, and And just days later, I discovered it contained an ingredient that is on the league's ban list.
Yeah, called like fucking testosterone.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Testosterone,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now he's trying to say that he was doing it for a fertility specialist.
Oh, please. Yo, hit his laugh, yo.
He was taking it on his own.
I think I was just wanna just straight out and just told, look, I was messing around, you know? But a fertility drug?
Yeah, I just say I was trying to have a baby.
Yo, that's inspiring. Like,
he's trying to peel it. Yeah, he's trying to peel it.
Tell you're having the baby, Golden.
Yeah. I'm trying to have a baby. This is the treatment the doctor gave me.
Like, this is a script from the doc.
I don't know.
Man.
They told me to take it. I didn't know what was in it.
Oh, come on, like,
you don't hear that from guys. You might hear from girls, you know, taking fertility pills and stuff.
Right,
but
girls take stuff. Yes, not guys. You're right.
You don't hear that from no guy. Oh, I try to take a fertility drug.
Girls that take drugs for the most part.
Girls take fertility drugs, not guys. Unless he had a really, really, really low sperm count or something like that. But other than that, it's the girls.
That's bad.
Wow.
Golden Tate.
Does he have kids?
Come on, man.
Put that testosterone down.
Yeah, for real. Get that needle out your butt. What'd you say?
He doesn't have any kids at all?
I don't know.
Golden, I don't know
whether he does or not. It just said that him and his wife were trying to have kids.
I don't know. Like, if Golden Tate doesn't have any kids, or does have kids, he should be ashamed of himself.
Let's see.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Golden Tate, you lying bastard.
Yeah, he has two kids already.
You have two kids? Oh, come on, man. Hell no.
Wait, he just had February 2019, and he said he started taking fertility drugs in April 2019.
Why is he taking the fertility drugs?
Wait, when he just had a baby in February.
I guess he wants to sustain and leave, man.
Look, she just had a baby 2 months before that, and supposedly he started taking fertility drugs 2 months later. Come on now.
Ain't nobody buying that bullshit.
Nice try, though.
No. Golden Tate should get donkey in his day.
Word, man.
Maybe that would work. Like,
really?
I'll just say I was taking testosterone. I was trying to have a baby. Like, sir, you just had a baby.
Yeah, like, his agent probably told him to say that.
They probably did. His lawyer.
Yeah, guys don't do that shit.
Yeah, he's appealing a 4-game. Not when your wife just popped the kid out 2 months before. I don't see no girl trying to turn around and get knocked up right again 2 months later.
I agree.
She's not even healed from the first kid. You try to put the second one, third one in there? No way.
That's a bit much.
No way. Nice try.
Well, I know.
I'm glad he's off our team. I'm just mad we gave up a third-round pick for that.
Me too. He was never worth it.
No.
Well, at least they got rid of him.
We traded for him last year.
At least they got rid of him before he started taking.
Well, what was Lane Johnson doing?
He was probably going fucking steroids, man. Juices and shit. But Lane Johnson did it because he was trying to stay
keep weight
spot.
Up. Yeah. He couldn't keep his weight up.
But he know not to do that shit no more. So start eating.
Yeah, that's all you got to do, start eating. But, I mean, Lane Johnson was he a Pro Bowler last year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, it said that Lane Johnson was taking banned peptides, amino acid compounds that can help build muscle and burn fat.
Mmm.
See,
That's what it says that you're taking. Yeah, it's some kind of amino acid compound. What it says.
Yeah, he's taking a needle in the bump like the Russian off Rocky.
What else helps burn muscle and muscle and burn fat?
Like the Russian off Rocky. Like, I must be. What's up, man? Yo, I gotta go to sleep, bro. I gotta go to work in the morning. But, yeah, thanks for calling in, dog. We'll do another. We're gonna do another one before the season starts. Actually, I like a decent one. This is kind of like a testy thingy, but I needed you to call in and shout.
I'm in.
Damn.
I'm
in. Dropping a brick on my foot. But thanks, bro. I definitely will. Keep me informed with the NFL news across the league.
That's how you know. You're like, something happened with the Eagles. Tone called me twice.
Yeah, I knew something happened.
Tone called me twice, and then Tommy called me. Something happened.
Yeah. Yes, sir. But, yeah, man, thank you, dog.
All right. No doubt.
All right, man.
I hate y'all.
All right, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, let's give out the numbers.
Once again, we'll be live recording every Mondays at 9 p.m. The guest call in 516-387-1879. Or you can listen live at blogtalkradio.com/YoungSlim1224. Subscribe to the channel.
On YouTube,
Young Slim, YUN9SLIM.
Mm-hmm.
Like, subscribe, comment.
We'll see you next Monday.
Maybe before then, but.
Yeah, probably before.
If not,
that.
Next Monday.
We actually can do a schedule thing, but it's late now.
Yeah, we'll do it another day.
Yeah, do it another day. So, all right, man. Thank you, guys.
And we'll see y'all later.
Sayonara.
Thank you. Using blood.